Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Eric Lund. Many of you know Eric as the president of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, but he also teaches business at Grosse Pointe and Southwestern Colleges. He heads up the East County Homeless Task Force, and he is a member of the East County Adult Education Alliance, and now he's a candidate running for the San Diego County School Board against Alicia Munoz in District 3. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Miriam. It's nice to be here.
Now, for people who may not know what District 3 encompasses, how large is it?
Well, it's one-fifth of the county, so it's a large area. It actually goes all the way out to Boulevard, includes Campo and Jamul, Rancho San Diego, so that whole area of the county in Spring Valley. Mm-hmm. The cities of Lemon Grove, all of El Cajon, and La Mesa. And it also includes Tierra Santa, San Carlos, Encanto, so some of those areas as well, and over by the college, San Diego State University.
Okay, great. So it's a big area.
Big area.
What compelled you to run for the school board?
Well, you know, and people ask me that, and that's a great question because I'm so much an advocate for great education. I love teaching. My grandfather was the head of the San Diego State University English Department for 35 years. And he really got me engaged in English and reading, and I used to read a book every day, you know?
Good for you.
So he really got me motivated about education. I've been a teacher now for about 17 years, and I really feel that our education system, which is ranked one of the lowest in the United States, can and should do a lot better, and I would really like to be a part of that solution.
Well, that begs the question. We used to be one of the best educational systems, if you look at test scores at least, in the United States here in California, and then it has dropped way down. And of course, funding has dropped as well. But what do you see the role of a county board of education member being in improving that quality of education? What are the core problems that have made us fall so low, and what can be done or should be done to improve that?
There's a whole bunch of reasons, I'm sure, as to why we are now testing so low. But part of that, the San Diego County Board of Education basically helps to support training for all teachers throughout the entire county, and also runs a number of special schools, including like Monarch School for homeless children, yeah, and a number of other schools. So they run the juvenile hall school system. And I really believe that we can help our teachers, equip them with better resources, train them more effectively. And I believe that our systems from the State Board of Education level also can be adjusted. They're doing a lot of testing, but they're not doing much about changing curriculum and making changes. Instead, they're just testing, and I think our students are over-tested, honestly.
Yeah, teaching to the test a lot, I hear, is a problem.
Exactly.
I certainly saw that when my own kids went through. And I should add, by the way, that we have reached out and invited Ms. Munoz to be on the show. We have not heard back from her. If she's listening, we'd certainly love to bring her on before the election and hear her views too. But she is a retired teacher, I understand. She has the backing of the California State Teachers Union and the American Federation of Teachers. Eric, who are some of your major endorsements?
So I'm endorsed by Mark Zakovic, who is the past president of Cuyamaca College, mm-hmm, also the California Charter Schools Association, and also Darren Drum, who's on the school board at Ramona School District. So a number of educational-related, you know, endorsements, but also a whole bunch of endorsements of elected officials because I work with them almost daily. Also, a number of associations like the Pacific Southwest Association of Realtors, the Deputy Sheriff's Association of San Diego. So it's quite a list.
Yeah, all right. What do you consider the most important issues in the race?
There's a number of issues, but I think the most important issues are being more family-oriented in all the decision-making that we do. We really need to be service-oriented towards our families and think of them first. And how are we going to raise up our kids so that they can get into the workplace and find great careers? And so the career pathway journey is so important in education. And I'm really going to help to make sure that we're focused on that and that we're giving families as much choice as we can so that they have the ability to choose the best school for their kids.
Let's talk about charter schools for a minute. There was an article this week in another major publication that said the charter school issue they see as the defining issue in this race. It's worth noting that the County Board of Education has approved approximately half of the, just under half of the applications that came before it. Charter schools, on the one hand, there's some very fine ones out there that have provided excellent education opportunities. There's also some that are not so fine. And then there's the funding issue where they do pull that ADA money, that per pupil money, out of the public schools in some cases and you know, leaving the public schools with less money to deal with. What are your views on charters? What guidelines should you keep in mind if you were elected when you're deciding whether or not a particular charter should be approved or not approved?
So I think every school, whether it's a public school or a public charter school, and charter schools, you know, by and large are also public schools. Each one should be viewed on a case-by-case basis. And I think that whatever the board votes, they should have good reason for their votes and they should be open and transparent about why they're voting that way. I can tell you that right now the teachers' unions have the majority on the board. So if I'm elected, I would actually be a swing vote. It would change so that I think there'd be a more fair look at each school as they come before the Board of Education.
All right, thank you for that answer, Eric. You have been an advocate for the homeless on the San Diego East County Homeless Task Force, not just helping to clean up communities, but also helping to outreach to the homeless themselves to get them resources so that hopefully many of them can get off of the streets. There's a big problem in our region with more and more students who are homeless at all levels. What thoughts do you have on how to help homeless students?
Yeah, and I think, again, there's a number of different ways to help homeless students. There are homeless advisors within our different school districts who actually go and try to help those students that are couch surfing or living with a family that's not their family and or living in a out of a car. There's all kinds of homeless situations out there. And we have thousands of children that are actually considered homeless in our school system.
Sad.
So obviously the San Diego County Board of Education manages the Monarch School, which is a school for homeless kids. But I think also that homeless children in some cases should be mixed in with our general education and our general population of kids because they need to get back to a sense of normalcy. And they certainly need some additional assistance. So our college districts have food pantries. Some of our high schools are doing that as well. So making sure they have enough food, making sure they have access to resources. And there are resources out there. So there's a lot that we can do to improve that situation.
Also, the Monarch School is, I understand, downtown or in the city of San Diego someplace. And that's not really very helpful for homeless students out in East County, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we have a huge county, obviously.
Yeah.
So you're right. It really caters to the people that are more in the central part of downtown San Diego. But of course, that is where we have the majority of our homeless folks. And we certainly have plenty spread throughout the county. And we should have services for all those people to make it convenient for them.
Yeah, areas like El Cajon, Spring Valley.
Absolutely.
Even Lakeside now, they have homeless issues as well. You have mentioned to me that you're especially interested in vocational and workforce training. Tell us your ideas on that.
Yeah, you know, there's a World of Work program that the Cajon Valley School District is now reinforcing and administering. And what they're basically doing is getting kids at an early age, like fifth grade, to start considering what careers they might be interested in. And they're also testing them to see what skill sets they have that are really strong and helping to provide some guidance and direction towards some of those careers. And what's great about that is that 60% of kids will be willing to choose a career at an early age, whereas in high school, if you try to do it by that time, only about 30% are willing to really choose a career. So it's a really an exciting thing, and I think that's a big part of it right there.
Very interesting. You've also mentioned that special education is an issue that you would like to address. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, our special education classes throughout the county, they're needed. They're really important. Obviously, some of the kids can and are being educated in the normal general population of kids. But special education funding needs are much higher. And so a lot of that money is being underfunded by the federal government and by the state government. And it's really time for the state and the federal government to step up and to support special education at the level that they had promised, because they're only paying about 40% of what they had promised. So what that does is it sucks a lot of resources in the form of funding away from general education. And so we're having to struggle. A lot of our districts are struggling because they have to put so much into special education.
Yeah. So you would be an advocate for fighting to get more funding from the state and federal governments for the special ed kids.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that I'm very strong at. I've had many, many years, you know, 20, 30 years of community relations and government relations. I know all of our elected officials throughout San Diego County that represent us in the federal government and the state government. And I would be a strong advocate to help get more of that funding back where it should be.
Very good point. What about those kids? We've talked about those who might be suited for a vocational educational tract. What about kids who have the potential to go on to college? You know, the best and brightest out there. Is enough being done to help those kids and make sure that they can fulfill their potential?
Well, there's never enough being done, because we can always improve what we're doing. And obviously, based on our test scores, we better make some improvements. And I think California can get back to being on top educationally, as far as getting students the education that they deserve and need to be competitive in the open global marketplace. But there are some great things coming up just in this next year. We're going to have your first year of tuition for college paid for at no charge. So that's a wonderful thing. It's going to bring a lot of high school students into the college system who otherwise might not have had that opportunity.
Yeah, you're
talking, they get to experience it.
You're talking about the new state law that provides a free year of community college.
That's correct.
Education.
And community college is kind of a well-kept secret in some respects. It's so much less expensive to go to a community college. And your first 2 years, if you take the right classes, you can apply all those courses to your four-year degree.
I went to Grossmont. My husband went to community college. My daughter went to community colleges. So
my son just went to Grossmont for 2 years, and then he went to Santa Cruz, and he just got his degree. And now he's actually teaching as an assistant teacher in the Cajon Valley School District.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Eric, what's your educational background?
My education is business administration, so mostly business. But I also have a master's degree in instructional design and educational technology, which is essentially how to teach effectively online.
Very good. And did you go through public schools yourself, or private schools, or some combination?
I went to all of our public schools, well, a lot of our public schools out here in East County. I graduated from Grossmont High School. I attended Grossmont College for a year, and then I moved to Hawaii. And then when I got back, I got into business, and I successfully ran a number of businesses. And then I got into the nonprofit sector and started working in that area. And I went back to college and finished my degrees.
Listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking with Eric Lund. Eric is a candidate for the San Diego County School Board District 3. You may know him as the president of the San Diego East County Chamber of Commerce, a teacher of business classes at Grossmont and Southwestern Colleges, head of the East County Homeless Task Force, and a member of the East County Adult Education Alliance. Eric, I'm going to let you have the last word here. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy?
Well, I would certainly love to earn everybody's vote that I can. And I really believe that we can turn our education system around and become the top premier state in education again. But it's going to take some common sense, and I think a quality management kind of approach where continuous improvement is going to be necessary. So we're not going to just solve it with waving a wand with just one idea. It's going to take a number of different ideas and continuous improvement to become the premier state in education again.
And where can people find out more information about your candidacy?
Thank you, Miriam. You can go to www.ericjlund.org, O-R-G.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso.